reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesee Communication Network. I guess is Lon Marzullo. We're talking about the supernatural element that is behind everything that's happening as far as politics are concerned, as far as unfolding events. We're involved in a spiritual battle being played on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, and most people don't even understand that these spiritual forces are here, and yet they have their organizations. Sydney, we've interviewed Constance Cumby many, many times. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews with her, and if we had the time, we'd put together a whole flock more. We have a DVD she did called The Emergence, and hopefully we'll have her book back in print before very long, and we'll be offering that as well. There are literally hundreds of organizations out there networked all across America into what's called the New Age. Doesn't matter what you call it, but their goal is to really take over control of our government and install their leader, who is Lucifer, and they think that they're perfectly right. They think he's the good guy and that we worship the wrong guy, and of course, when we see what's going on in some of our churches, I can understand why they feel that, but that has nothing to do with Christianity. It's simply a perversion of Christianity because they've infiltrated our churches, changed the music and the message, and we got an awful lot of Christians who are really mixed up today. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, I certainly concur with that, Dr. Stan. Getting back to the Zeitgeist film and what it leaves the viewer to its conclusion is basically that we are headed towards a one-world government. And they realize it, and they, you know, they're certainly against this. They think that it's very evil. They feel that the whole thing is being manipulated. So they've got that part of it down. But what I find is really bizarre is the way they spend the first third of the movie negating the deity of Jesus that he even existed, and that this whole thing is just a big ruse to control the masses. And we've all heard that before. But then they go into this, and this is really bizarre. They kind of hoist themselves on their own petard, as it were, because they talk about the chip, the implantable chip, the RFID chip, the digital angel chip, which goes underneath the skin, which, you know, in my opinion, mirrors the prophecy book written in the book of Revelation, which is very, very specifically, and it's not, you know, fuzzy quatrains like Nostradamus. It's very, very specific that you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you have this mark. And, of course, until the modern computer age, people would look at that and say, well, it must be metaphorical. No one has any idea what this is. And now we see that the implementation to carry out this is here. The technology is here. It's all set up. Digital Angel is ready to go. And what's annoying to me about the movie Zeitgeist is, and in my opinion, it's intellectually dishonest in the sense that it spends the first third of the movie discounting Jesus. And then it points toward this new world order and a new world religion and a new world monetary system. And what it fails to tell the viewer is basically this was prophesied in the scriptures 2,000 years ago, and that prophecy also prophesied the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. So you can't have it both ways. In other words, you can't negate Yeshua, Jesus, as what he was, the Messiah, and then at the same time take this 2,000-year-old prophecy, which, again, is from John, the Revelator, who's seeing this in the heavenlies, and in his own words, I mean, he's recounting what Jesus is showing him and telling him, and certain angels are showing him in this vision. So it's very, very specific to prophecy, and here we have the movie Zeitgeist, which is showing it from a different angle, but telling it very specifically that they believe that the end game of a new world order is to get the entire population of the world chip with these RFID chips, and all that does really is shore up prophecy which is written 2,000 years ago, and any student of biblical prophecy would certainly know that. So it's coming, the technology is here, we read about this stuff you know, if depending on where you want to look. But if you're really interested in it, you can find it out. It's all over the internet. People are writing books on it. I've commented on my blog. I know you have. And we're marching towards this time when people will want to get chipped because of national security. I believe here's a possible scenario. It may happen in the wake of some sort of a catastrophic event in the United States, whether that's several dirty nukes going off simultaneously, which I outline in my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, whether it's the electromagnetic pulse wave, which is detonated in the atmosphere, which has been a lot of chatter on that in the last few days. I've received numerous letters and commentary on that, whether the Iranians will do that or so-called terrorists will do that. The bottom line is, it's, in my opinion, a classic dialectic: conflict, counter-conflict, and synthesis. The conflict being some sort of another terror act perpetrated on the United States. The counter-conflict is people just freak out. They want to feel safe. They want to know that we're protected. And, of course, the synthesis is, in order to do that, we need a national ID card so we really know who's in the country. National ID cards can be forged. But look, we have Digital Angel, and how easy this technology is already here. You can receive a chip in the back of your hand with all your identification. That way there's no credit card fraud anymore, no ID fraud. It's great. People will line up for this stuff and take it.
And these things really are happening at just a phenomenal pace, and the average individual really can't connect the dots. Why does the United States have a troop stationed in 130 nations? Why does the United States have military bases, over 700 military bases throughout the world? Well, it should be very simple. The real purpose is because we are dominating the world. We've created an empire, and we're going to bring every nation into this world government. Now, of course, you can't have a world government unless you have every nation, so we've got to go around and replace the governments that won't necessarily go along with us, and that's why we have to have a war with the Muslim world. A lot of these crazy Muslims, they want to live their lives and worship their God, Allah, the way they want to, and we are intent upon destroying those nations and putting into power people who will go along with our agenda. And you are out there, and you're a ruler like Maliki over there in Iraq, and you don't go along with our agenda, well, you're going to end up in a wooden box, being lowered into the grave. And if you don't believe that, you really have to read the books we carry by John Perkins. We have his book, The Secret History of the American Empire. But we have a four-tape set with him called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And he was part and parcel of this whole movement. He tells about how, if a world leader wouldn't go along with the agenda he was instructed to try to force on them, then they simply sent in the CIA or the assassins, and they killed him. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is very real. Many of you have heard my interviews with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, who was actually ordered by the CIA to kill Prince Sihanouk over there in Sydney, over in Cambodia during the Vietnam War. And if you've read, of course, the conclusions of the Church Committee hearings in 1976 and 1977, well, of course, they talk about how, the CIA was behind the assassinations. They covered it up pretty well, but somebody was told, a couple of their agents were told to kill a fellow named the Lumumba over there in the Congo, and pretty soon he was dead, and then they were to abduct a general in one of the countries who wouldn't go along with the agenda, and he just accidentally got killed, and all shucks, we didn't want him killed, we just wanted him kidnapped, And you read this, and you realize the total evil that exists at the highest levels of our government, and the average American has no idea. But it all has to do, the common denominator is the New World Order, the New World Religion, and ultimately the New World Leader. Would you agree, Lynn?
I definitely would, Dr. Stan, and I'm doing research for an up-and-coming book. It's called, the working title is called The Luciferian Dialectic. One of the points I try to make is that what we see, I believe, after World War II, things drastically change in this country. And when you begin to study Operation Paperclip, which is when we cleaned up known Nazis, their dossier, and kind of like paperclipped a cleaner version of what they did during the war and allowed them to come in. These were scientists, such as Wernher von Braun. I'm not saying that he was or involved in some dark stuff. Who knows? But scientists like him, certainly doctors, and of course intelligence people that were brought into the CIA, this is all well documented, the whole idea of Operation Paperclip. And I believe what we did by this And of course, this is real sketchy because it's hard to really get hardcore information. But the people that do surface and talk about it, some of these people were definitely occult adepts. When you go back and start to study what Hitler was into and how the Nazi Party, where its satanic roots and where its occult roots, where it all leads to, and what they were involved in, and what they brought, what they tried to bring about with the whole Third Reich, and of course it was defeated, and yet we eagerly took their scientists and intelligence officers, and I believe this is the root of the darkness in this country. I believe that you can trace it. You know, you can even make a case even before that, of course, with the slave trade and the opium trade, which is also well documented. But there's, I think after World War II is when this really creeped into this country, and things just haven't been the same. And then, of course, when you look at all these little banana republics and puppet governments and the fact that the CIA, and this is well known, we backed Iraq and the Iranian-Iraqi war that went on for 8 years and slaughtered hundreds of thousands of people. We backed Iraq, we propped Saddam up, and then we went in and promptly removed him. You know, I believe that there are, which is sort of a far-out scenario, and I think I've touched on this before, I believe that it's very deliberate why we are in Iraq. In other words, when people, and rightly so, when people have stood up and said, well, I thought we were hunting terrorists in Afghanistan, trying to find bin Laden, and of course we still haven't found him because the whole thing is just sort of a ruse. He's just like the boogeyman, but they release the tape every 6 or 8 months, and everybody goes, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? And it keeps everybody in this state of fear. But the real motive is, of course, is to go into Iraq. And I believe it has spiritual consequences that aren't talked about. For instance, you never hear about the ancient city of Babylon. It's never mentioned. The media never covers it. And yet Saddam himself poured almost $1 billion petrodollars into restoring that ancient city. Well, the book of Revelation tells us that in the latter days, in the end times, Babylon will be destroyed. And many Bible commentaries and prophecy buffs look at this and say, well, surely that must be allegorical. Babylon's been wiped out. It's never going to be rebuilt. And yet we see in like places like Dubai what petrodollars can do. In a matter of 4 or 5 years, these huge cities just rising up from the desert floor because of the petrodollars. They can hire the best and brightest engineers and builders and just import everything and have people work 24/7, literally, and within a matter of several years.
Hold that, Lynn. Hold that, Lynn. We'll be back in just a moment.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Lynn Marzulli, and we're talking really about what's going on, how so many of the things were talked about, discussed 2,000 years ago are coming to pass. I mean, who would ever have thought that the Jews would return to the Holy Land?
Mm.
Whoever would have thought that, you know, we would come to a time when knowledge would be as increasing as fast as it is? Whoever would have thought we would come to the point where you could get to a situation you couldn't buy or sell, and yet unless you had a chip or something that was given to you by the state, which is, of course, under the control of the beast? There are so many things that are going on today, so many of the things that have happened since Israel has been formed, the fact they went back to using the shekel as was prophesied, they went back to talking Hebrew, a dead language, really amazing things, and we just never talk about all these things. We take them for granted. We never try to connect the dots, and that's what Lynn tries to do with his ministry. You pick the story up there.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dr. Stan. One of the dots, one of the big dots, is the fact that we're in Iraq, and the ancient city of Babylon is located in that place, in that country. And we know, right before the break, I said that Saddam poured about $1 billion petrodollars into the restoration of Babylon. And we also made a connection between what petrodollars can do, how these just huge, amazing, modern cities are rising up off the desert floor in places like Dubai because of petrodollars, and they can hire the best and the brightest and huge labor force, and money literally is no option, and people work around the clock to construct these things, and within a matter of years, you know, you have a city. And I believe that the ancient city of Babylon will be resurrected, and I believe that one of the main reasons why we're in there, and there are others, is to bring about this. And and I realize how far out that sounds. It sounds like, well, you know, who's pulling the strings? Why would? But then it begs the question: Why did we go in there? I mean, just for Saddam? Just for a military base? We already had military bases in Saudi Arabia. I mean, we didn't need to go into Iraq. I think there's a greater purpose, and I believe what we are looking at in some ways is what I would call a Luciferian dialectic, and I think this whole thing is manipulated on a spiritual dimension, which most people have no idea, and that simply is this, that I believe, because what Scripture tells me, that somehow the Antichrist is going to rise up, and many prophecy scholars look at him rising from the European Union, because of, or in Europe in general, because of, they'd say, well, you know, the old Roman Empire, and this is what it is. And I've talked about this before, but the Roman Empire had two legs, and the eastern leg was what we now know as the Middle East. And Byzantium, or Constantinople, while Rome was in decline, Constantinople was flourishing, the eastern leg of the Roman Empire, which begs the question, which part of the empire we're looking at being revived? And what exists today as the old Roman Empire are many of these Muslim nations that we see now. So to have the Antichrist come out of the eastern leg of the Roman Empire, although it may not fit some of the prophecy models that people have traveled in, let's say, for decades now. I believe, in fact, that's what we're looking at. My prime suspect, and I realize I'm kind of reaching here, and I'm not saying that this man is the Antichrist now, I'm just saying that he could be indwelled. Here's why. We know, and this is a little bit of a roundabout way to get there, we know that from the book of Daniel and also the book of Revelation, it tells us very specifically that the Antichrist cuts a deal with the Israelis to have them rebuild their temple, which begs the question, who has the power to do that? There's one person on the planet right now who is actually a direct descendant from Muhammad. He's the Hashemite king of Jordan. Hashem is the uncle of Muhammad, so that he traces his lineage back 37 generations to the prophet Muhammad. He holds great sway among Sunni and Shia Muslims because of his direct descendancy from the prophet Muhammad. He is now the king of Jordan, the Hashemite king. At one time, the Hashemites actually ruled Iraq. Shortly after World War I, a Hashemite king came and ruled in Iraq, and they were deposed. And then the family kind of kept the constitutional monarchy in what was at the time known as Transjordan, which is now Jordan. Which is interesting, if the Hashemite king is the only person in the Muslim world who literally has the keys to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, in other words, the Waqf, W-A-Q-F, if something happens on the Temple Mount, let's say a wall begins to buckle or they need repairs, they call the Jordanians. They let the king of Jordan know because he has control over the Temple Mount. So there's only one person on the planet that I'm aware of who can actually literally cut a deal with the Israelis to give part of that Temple Mount to the Israelis and allow them to build the temple. And we know from Scripture very, very succinctly, it says very clearly that the man who does this is the Antichrist.
So then we're almost out of time, but we'll get to this as soon as we get back. But right now I want to invite our callers. If anybody's out there, you'd like to call us. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to give Lynn a call when we get back, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, we're going to be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli, who is the author of Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to see a lot more manifestations of the supernatural very soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest this afternoon is Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, before we go on, and we do have Rory there in Alabama, but right now why don't you go ahead and get your webpage out there and tell them where they can get your book.
I'd love to. Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. It's spiraloflife.com. Spiral like a spiral staircase or a DNA spiral. Spiraloflife.com, www.spiraloflife.com. And you can go to my daily blog, which is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. lamarzulli.wordpress.com. I blog 5 days a week on a variety of subjects pertaining to biblical prophecy and the supernatural.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Rory calling right now. Hi, Rory. How are you doing?
I love you. Thanks so much.
Rory.
Hello?
Not Rory. It was Lori.
Oh, Lori. All right. Fine. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lori.
He's got it on right on the money with the Applied Digital Solutions, and the churches are just sleeping, thinking they're going to be raptured out of here. But I would make a mention, a mental note, that Jesus did say, well, not one stone would be left upon another. And that rebuilt temple, the Jews rebuilding a temple, that all comes out of Jesuit-inspired futurism. So I would, you know, make your advisor guest of that. And he might have something else he might want to say on it.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much, Lori. Appreciate your thoughts. What do you think about certainly, Lynn, there are a lot of people who think the Jesuits are behind everything going on today. Do you agree with that?
Well, the Jesuits are certainly a prime suspect. There's no doubt about it. When you get into apparently what they have done and what they continue to do, and history will tell us with the Inquisition and some of the deeds that were done, you don't have to go far to come up with some culprits there. I do believe that the fulfillment of the prophecy of the one stone upon another, you know, I think that was done in AD 70. No one really knows today where the actual Temple Mount or the actual temple stood. The mount is there, but the temple is not, and no one has a clue really as to where it actually was built. I mean, there's different theories. Some people believe it was over the Well of Souls. Some people believe it is where the Dome of the Rock is now. I believe that eventually, whoever this figure is, whoever the Antichrist turns out to be, he will construct a wall between what is now the Dome of the Rock and create and allow the Jews to create their temple on the Temple Mount. But see, what's interesting is if this, remember, he comes in as a man of peace. And getting back to the point I was trying to make with Iraq, what if, and this is a huge what if the Maliki government is so enervated by the constant fighting between Shia and Sunni, and really they need a strong man, and at the same time are trying to create a Palestinian homeland? My scenario is this, that the King of Jordan comes in and offers to set up a constitutional monarchy in Iraq. In fact, he's already done this. If you Google up on the line, on the internet, you can find several stories which talk about this very thing. Talk about the fact that the King of Jordan is offering to set up a constitutional monarchy in Iraq, which would leave, then what would happen with Jordan? He would annex, let's say, the northern part of Jordan and create a separate Palestinian homeland. What is interesting about this is the population of Jordan is about 75% Palestinian already. So he could basically solve the Middle Eastern conundrum, come into Iraq as a constitutional monarchy, as a king of Iraq, then cut Jordan in half, let's say, or give part of it over to the Palestinians, thus solving the whole Palestinian-Israeli land for peace deal. And then he does the third thing, which, of course, allows the Israelis to rebuild or to build this new temple on the Temple Mount. If he does all three things, in my opinion, then we are looking at the Antichrist. And, of course, none of that has happened yet, but it is in place. And I have seen some articles, like I mentioned, in which the King of Jordan has talked about creating a separate constitutional monarchy in Iraq, which I find just incredibly interesting.
All right, fine. Anything else you want to say, Lori? I guess we lost Lori.
Steer away from the popular views of the Left Behind theories and Schofield's modern dispensationalism, where there's really only three dispensations: before the law, and the gospel dispensation. And anything that stems out of Jesuit-inspired futurism, I would stay definitely away from all of that.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Lori. Appreciate that. Our telephone number again is 1-888-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I would simply add that there are many people who believe that the Jesuits are the most important group. And then there's others who are sure that it's the Masons. And then others, of course, sure it's the Rosicrucians and, mm-hmm. and certainly the Theosophists. And then there are those, of course, who believe it's the Council on Foreign Relations. And then it's the Knights of Malta and Opus Dei and the family. And you can go right down the line. Certainly the occultists talk about the Ancients of Wisdom, the Aquarian Conspiracy. So who is it? Well, I believe there's a common denominator. I believe it's Luciferian.
That's
and,
right.
Of course, it's not just one group. And they want you to get involved on one group, and you miss the whole big picture.
That's right.
How do you feel about that?
I'm right on board with you, Dr. Stan. I love in your book where you discuss that it's, and you give like a thumbnail sketch of all these different groups, and then you kind of, pull back the curtain and say there's a driving force behind all these groups, which you just mentioned, so I need not mention them again. But, and that is, of course, it's a Luciferian agenda. I'm actually doing some work with ex-MK Ultra people who have come out of that MK Ultra, which is just mind control. And once again, the whole Illuminati thing is just, it's so satanic, it's so dark, it's so deep. And this, of course, ties right back into what we talked about in the first half hour, the whole Nazi occult Operation Paperclip, this whole dark Luciferian agenda coming out of the Third Reich, because it ran rampant there, and just look what it did. But it's not just one group. I completely concur with you, sir. It's not just one group. It's many. The enemy has will not put his eggs all in one basket. He diversifies them, and that's why these groups have, and that's why Paul talks about it, and he says the mystery of iniquity. And it's coming to fruition. We see this. It has an end game. It has an agenda. It has a place where it's going. And it's dark. And I believe it's the rise of the Antichrist and making this into this one world government. Interestingly enough, moving into the supernatural, Edgar Mitchell, and I'm sure you've heard about this, Dr. Stan, came out on Kerrang Radio last week, and it's been all over the news, basically saying that UFOs have been covered by the cover up by the governments in the last 60 years, but now there's more of an opening up in the media. It is a real phenomenon. I'm just reading some of my notes off the show. That he was privy to the Roswell crash of 1947, and it did happen. Mitchell was involved and briefed, and intelligence people knew the inside story. There's lots of contact from ET. There was definitely a cover-up right after World War II. Some governments are opening up their files. For instance, like the UK, France, Belgium, and Mexico has done that. The Vatican releases a statement several months ago saying that ET is our brother. Larry King has four Air Force retired people on there telling that they know for a fact that certain intercontinental ballistic missile silos were buzzed during the Cold War by UFOs, and 10 of these missiles went offline all at the same time, and on and on. And the point is, I believe we're being set up for something, and people believe it's like Mitchell believes it's ET. And of course, I completely take a different take, and I know you do too, Dr. Stan, that these are not aliens. These, in fact, are interdimensional beings, what we would call satanic in origin. And this, I believe, Dr. Stan, is the coming great deception. And we see the ground being laid for it like almost every week. Now Mitchell has come out. And it's really the first time he's ever come out on a radio show like this and just blatantly said that ET is here, the government's covering up, Roswell was real, and on and on. And it made, headlines all over the place. And it's what I see is that almost weekly another piece of the puzzle begins to fall into place. There's like a softening of the ground. And I believe, of course, that at some point there will be a revealing where the ships won't just dart away, or it won't be like in Stevensville, Texas, where several people see this thing up close and personal. It'll be parked right over Los Angeles, and you won't be able to miss it. And at that point, it becomes a paradigm shift. And what is Christians, you know, Lori, when she called, she said that the churches are asleep. And I couldn't agree with her more, but churches are asleep. Not many people in the church talks about this. There's just a few people that are really traveling in it, trying to warn the body of Christ that the coming great deception, remember Jesus himself, I'm bouncing here a little bit, but Jesus himself says that even the elect would be deceived that that were possible. Incredibly strong words from the Lord himself. So what is he talking about? In the same chapter, Matthew 24, he also says that men faint from fear of what is coming upon the earth, on the earth. And so in 2 Thessalonians, you tie back into that scripture, Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. We can see that, in my opinion, what is manifesting on the planet in the form of these UFOs, which, by the way, are triple digits now every month. They're in the 300 or 400 sightings globally per month, whereas 20, 30 years ago, they were in the single digits, sometime double digits, and sometimes they would maybe see 5 or 6 a year. And then it slowly began to rise, and now we're seeing, you know, like triple digits, 300 or 400 sightings per month, not per year. So the thing is burgeoning, it's increasing, and when you get people like Mitchell coming out on the radio early last week and saying this, it from my point of view, it can't be far off to the so-called alien ET presence manifests, and that revealing, you know, that we're not alone, and that ET planted and sowed the seeds of all the world's major religions, and now we'll show you who God really is. This, I believe, Dr. Stan, is the coming great deception. Are we still on?
Yeah, I'm just saying that they, right now they're trying to convince us it's aliens. Maybe they came from Mars. We're going to spend billions of dollars going to send a man to Mars. All of this is to distract us from the very, very simple message of the Bible and the scriptures, that there really is a supernatural element, and there are people, of course, who are in touch with the supernatural element, and beings from the other dimension are in touch with people. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment for Lynn, he's worked on this. He's certainly writes extensively about the fact that the UFOs are real. And I know several people have seen them. I've never seen one myself, but I have no question that the supernatural dimension is there. And these, really, since they defy the laws of physics, must come then from the other dimension. Because even if they came from outer space, they couldn't defy the laws of physics. Except, of course, if they're not of this world, if the other world, then, of course, it all makes sense. But the people in positions of power know what this is all about. They understand the spiritual battle. They just happen to be on the other side. And that's why they're trying to confuse us.
I hear the bumper music. Do we have time for another comment?
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when.
Okay, great. I concur. And what is it's funny. I ran into a gentleman I haven't seen in several years at the market the other day, and I began to talk to him. And I just casually mentioned, "Did you hear about Edgar Mitchell coming out of the closet with the whole UFO thing?" He immediately, Dr. Stan, he took a step back from me. And this is like, you know, he believes in the Bible. He's a born again Christian. But he took a step back from me. He says, Lynn, what are you talking about? And I just kind of laughed and shook it off and slapped his shoulder. I said, oh, I'm just kidding you. Don't worry about it. Because, you know, most people have never traveled in this, have no idea that what is, let me just say this, that Jesus himself says something which I believe is one of the most enigmatic parts of Scripture, when he says that as in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. As in the days of Noah, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. Very enigmatic portion of Scripture. What the heck is he referring to? What differentiates the days of Noah than any other time in history? And in my opinion, it is the presence of the fallen angels. Are we seeing that? the fallen angels in Genesis 6, when you read the book of Enoch, and also other passages of Scripture, you get a good overview of what happened and the type of mischief that was created by these fallen angels, which in my opinion resulted in the worldwide flood. Genesis 6, the Nephilim were present on the earth. Are we seeing a repeat of that even today? Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, in his classic work, The Omega Conspiracy, really outlines that and creates that bridge between the Genesis 6 incursion of the fallen angels and what is happening today in the modern UFO era. And certainly when you look at the work of Dr. Jacobs and others with the alien abduction scenario, and you begin to factor in cattle mutilations and crop circles and missing time and alien implants and the countless sightings that are seen all over the planet, surely something is going on, and it's supernatural. And it's not the aliens that of science fiction. These are interdimensional beings that are manifesting in our space-time continuum because they're about to bring what I have labeled the coming great deception.
Hold that thought. We've got somebody calling from Pennsylvania. Who's calling from Pennsylvania?
Hello, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I tell you, I love your program. I've been an avid shortwave listener for 5 or 6 months.
Great.
You know, in the end times, it says they'll be seeing great signs and wonders in the heavens.
Right.
This seems like it plays right into that.
I think you're absolutely right.
And I know, you know, the one thing that really got me going about this was the fact of reincarnation. How could these people get hypnotized and all of a sudden understand something that happened and live a life 300 or 400 years ago? Well, then I started thinking, well, demons are spirits. Lucifer is a spirit. And, well, not Lucifer, Satan is. And the demons. And when a person dies, they just possess somebody else and carry on this evil for all these years.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Right.
And people aren't taught these things. They're taught about salvation, which is a very good thing, and you should understand that, but they aren't understood the deception that's right at their door. It's incredible.
All right, fine. Lynn, how would you like to respond there today?
Well, I certainly am on board with the deception part. The deception is here. It's burgeoning. The phenomena is not going away. You know, I was on a show last night, Dr. Stan. The guy's a little testy, the radio host. He's kind of not on board with my particular paradigm or worldview, and that's okay. We have a difference of opinion. But, you know, I said, look, I can't prove it. I can't prove that these things are happening, but I did see one when I was 12 years old, and I saw it with a UFO, and I saw it with three other boys. And by the time we got back to the campsite, and we had told of our encounter of seeing this silver disc in the sky, which shot up straight into the air in a matter of a blink of an eye, literally, it was gone, and it was unlike anything we've ever seen before. By 5 o'clock that evening, the three other boys had discounted their story because of the ridicule. And this is exactly what we see. You know, truth goes through, and I'm sure we all know that little phrase, that three different types of stages before it's believed. One is complete rejection, the second one is ridicule, and of course the third one is the truth becomes self-evident. Well, we've always believed this. And that's exactly what we see, that we've seen that in the 50s and the 60s and even up to a few years ago, anyone who claimed to see a UFO, certainly people who claimed to be abducted by so-called aliens or alien implants, crop circles, cattle mutilations, all this, which is part of the mix, they were looked at and ridiculed. And now, of course, we see this, and we have seen violent reaction to the point where the press has blocked things out and people's lives have been ruined. But now what we see is more of an openness towards it when we see guys like Edgar Mitchell, who walked on the moon, by the way, was an astronaut, part of the program, kind of going against the grain and coming out of the closet, as it were, saying that E.T. does exist, that he's had contact.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there, but I'm going to have to interrupt you, but it's been a fascinating hour. Thanks very much. Our guest has been Lynn Marzulli. His book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We'll talk to you again sometime real soon. Thanks so much.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we hope you enjoyed our program with Lynn Marzullo. We carry a book by Tom Horn, The Stargate, The Nephilim Stargate, and we think it's an excellent book. It's actually Tom Horn actually published Lynn's book. But the Nephilim Stargate is important because it gets into this same issue. There really are people who've actually tried to create a Stargate and contact the other dimension, people like L. Ron Hubbard, people like Aleister Crowley and others. People who are deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, as you know, L. Ron Hubbard has literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of followers throughout the world today through Scientology. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand the background of what we're talking about. And, of course, one of the best ways to do it would be to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the DVD, and then see the sequel to it, Forbidden Secret. That's a forbidden secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. And of course, we simply give you a lot of the speeches, several of the speeches that our president has made, where he talks about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, or when he talks about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When did our fathers, founding fathers, declare a new order of the ages? What was this ancient hope that's meant to be fulfilled? Well, you have to understand the emblem of these secret societies and mystery religions is on the back of the dollar bill. And there's a strong occult influence here. You certainly would want to get our new talk. It's called Secret Knowledge. But then, of course, really to put it all together, you need to get the DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning and the sequel, Riddles in Stone. They're excellent. They're very well done. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest our four tape sets on the supernatural. Certainly the other material we put together, you go up on the internet, we have some things with Joe Schimmel. Very, very important. We do carry Joe Schimmel's DVDs, and one of them I really like. It's called the Da Vinci Con. And it will take you into the Gnostic religion and its influence on America today. Then, of course, his DVD. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, very important. They sold their souls for rock and roll because a lot of our politicians, a lot of our great industrialists, a lot of our great bankers have done just that. They've made a deal with the prince of this world, and you can get great wealth and great power and great fame, but what is the price? And I don't think most of you, if you consider that all of us are going to live throughout all eternity, and the only question is not if we're going to live through eternity, but where are we going to live? You really wouldn't want to go to the wrong place, would you? Because eternity is a very long time. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the longer I live, the more I'm convinced that this spiritual struggle is very, very real. And when you meet people from the other side, when you see the wicked and evil things they do, and I saw this when I was the senior delegate to the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, like the Congress, and we'd go there every year and we'd debate the issues. And you knew that there were people there who were simply lying because they were evil. And once you recognized that, it really wasn't so hard to figure out what was going on. Well, our telephone number again, 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll go there and note the items we have. I hope you'll start putting aside the 26th of October for our annual program. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. I promise you, you won't be sorry if you come. It's $49.95, but that includes the room, and you get a great lunch, and we always have a good time when we have our annual Radio Liberty Conference. So, again, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Look at the new site we have there called Other Videos. Just scroll down and link it to the various items, and then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so we'll be back in just a moment with the second hour right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active